That's fucked up.
It's very fucked up. The guy was basically saying the entire time, bring my ID. My ID is right there. And now they have four men on the ground. I think one guy is kneeling on his neck while two kneel on his back while one guy holds his legs down. All right, these people are out of control, and this should make every single American angry. Anybody who cares about the rule of law, who cares about the Constitution, and who cares about human dignity should be angry that ICE is going around in masks and detaining people in public places. The video on screen now is of Las Vegas International Airport. This situation happened on July 13th, just a few days back. An elderly man was taken to the ground by two people with hoods and masks up. They were in plain clothes, but halfway through the clip, a police officer comes up and says, hey, these are agents doing some work. By the end of the video, the ICE agents decide to flee off, leave the man laying there with one handcuff dangling, visibly shaken, maybe a little bit of blood on him, and there is no accountability for these people who, like, I wouldn't even know that these were ICE agents if I were somebody randomly walking through the Las Vegas airport. I would just think this old man is being mugged in some way. But read this. This video is terrifying, and it's another example of how ICE is making everyone less safe. At Las Vegas International Airport, two people in plain clothes are seen trying to handcuff a man. The man is screaming for help. When the person filming asks a TSA agent what's happening, the agent replies, it's law enforcement. But when the person filming walks over and starts recording the people claiming to be law enforcement, one of them tries to swat the phone away. Then, as more people begin watching, they get up and leave. The man is left with a handcuff still attached to one of his wrists. He is visibly shaken and says they stole his belongings. Think about how dangerous this is. The government is normalizing armed agents in plain clothes, grabbing people in public without immediately identifying themselves in a way that bystanders can verify. That creates confusion, panic, and I have about six videos to show you of this very same thing happening across the United States. This is not American. This is a rogue agency that needs to be abolished. And let me just clarify. ICE, 10 years ago, did not have this problem. ICE, under the Obama administration, did not have this problem. Trump has manufactured an agency that is basically under his control, that is overfunded with masks on, and that will abuse and violate your rights as much as they please. That is why ICE, in its current form, is incompatible with our constitutional order, because Trump has turned it into a band of lunatics roving our country, trying to detain people, trying to harm people, and this clip is example A.
Whoa, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
What's going on? They know it here. I want to think they go.
What's going on?
I don't know what they're doing.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Law enforcement.
What's going on? We can still have a right to know what's going on.
Everyone back up.
Are you okay?
What are they doing?
Are you okay?
Everyone back up.
Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on.
You okay? Oh, what happened?
Hey, who are they?
That's law enforcement.
Bro, yoke them. Hey, that's not 5-0. That's not poop.
That is the weirdest, creepiest, most stunning thing I've seen in a while. So these two people in plain clothes just take this man to the ground. And you know what did give me a little bit of hope? Like, there's always hope in these situations. Are the bystanders who are running after them saying, who the hell are these people? There's like a dozen people walking past who take the man's side and say, this is not right. This is not normal. And it's happening again and again. This is July 13th in New Jersey. The story here says, breaking. ICE agents were filmed assaulting, handcuffing, and kidnapping a U.S. citizen in New Jersey. While refusing to even look at the ID, he repeatedly begged them to check. A man is pleading with federal agents to just verify who he is and to check his ID. They refused. Instead, one agent says, we need to get him to the ground and puts him in a chokehold. Let's watch this video. This is a different part of the country from the video that we just watched, but it's the same situation happening. Take a look.
Okay, my ID is better. Let go! Read my ID!
Yes!
Let go! Give me my ID!
Guys, we gotta put him to the ground.
That's fucked up.
It's very fucked up. The guy was basically saying the entire time, bring my ID. My ID is right there. And now they have four men on the ground. I think one guy is kneeling on his neck while two kneel on his back while one guy holds his legs down. And the man in the video ended up being a U.S. citizen, just like in this video right here, where a U.S. citizen is wrongfully detained for hours and hours and even gave an interview about it. By the way, this is on top of Alex Preddy, who was killed by ICE in January in Minnesota. This is on top of Renee Nicole Good. This is on top of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo, the 52-year-old father that was killed in Texas. This is on top of the most recent shooting that just happened in Maine. All of this, all of these people who were killed were the wrong person, according to ICE. They weren't targeting any of them during any of these operations. They are making our streets more dangerous under the guise of making our streets more safe, and then they're violating hundreds of court orders in the process. They are quite literally a rogue, lawless agency violating all of our rights. Take a look.
Miguel Angel Ponce says ICE agents approached him on his way to work. This happened on Wednesday. He says he told them his name, showed them a valid identification, and repeatedly explained that he was born right here in Texas with no criminal record. Nonetheless, ICE agents took Mr. Ponce into custody and questioned him for more than 2 hours.
I was born in College Station, Texas. Like, there's no way, like, there's, what's going on? And they said, no, we're going to do our investigation. Pretty much felt kidnapped, you know? They just put me in there, said, I have a deportation order, put me in handcuffs, and took me to another location.
Now, a spokesperson for ICE tells us agents were looking for...
Are they just racially profiling anybody who looks vaguely Latino? Anybody who's like 20% or above Latino, they're just racially profiling? What's this guy's name again? Let's see. His name was, Miguel Angel Ponce. So they're just straight up racially profiling based off of names and not giving a shit. All right, everybody, I know how stressful this year has been. Between all of this news floating around, between the war in Iran that's making everything more expensive, I've been traveling around a lot, and I know it's been taking a toll on you all as well. And that's why I highly recommend IndiCloud, a fully legal online THC dispensary with gummies, premium flower, pre-rolls. They have zero THC items, and they have items that you can choose the strength of. They have energy gummies. I use their sleep gummies because for a while there, I just wasn't getting the sleep that I needed to keep me going. So after spending all day working, like we all do, it's nice to have something that helps create a little separation from the constant news cycle, whether it's the THC sodas or whether it's the sleep gummies. I highly recommend checking it out if you are over the age of 21. They've got something for everybody, whether you have a very long day ahead of you or whether you're just on the tail end of a very long day. If you are 21 or older, head over to IndiCloud.co. That's .co and use code Mockler for 30% off your first order. Again, I know the economy is rough, but you can get 30% off your first order if you go to IndiCloud.co and use code Mockler for 30% off. Thank you. To continue right here, here is a native grandmother being taken in New Mexico, somebody who again is a citizen, and you can see how confusing it is for the people around to see their grandmother just randomly get detained. Look.
Esto está pasando aquí en el outset del 54 Chaparral. Entre Chaparral, Nuevo México y Texas.
I want to point out that when Donald Trump was running for office, he was saying he was going to deport the worst of the worst. Now we have video after video after video of people who are working, people who are U.S. citizens, people who are grandmothers being detained in a very violent fashion. I want to show you a few more stories. This one is going viral because a former Kansas mayor who is MAGA, who voted Trump, had to turn himself in to ICE and then seemed to regret it a bit. This one right here, quote, "I feel kind of betrayed. ICE arrests military spouses." Let's go through some of these videos, starting with the mayor.
You regret voting for Trump?
I did.
Do you? He's asking, do you regret it?
Oh, no. Nope.
Why?
I don't think I need to answer that. I don't think I can answer
it. You don't need to answer it now, that's for sure.
Jose Joe Ceballos' detainment comes 3 weeks after he pleaded guilty to misdemeanor counts of disorderly election conduct. He admitted to voting illegally, but said it was an honest mistake.
Wow, so this MAGA guy, who is the ex-Coldwater mayor, was then detained by ICE and says he still doesn't regret voting for Donald Trump. What about this one? Quote, "I feel kind of betrayed. ICE arrests military spouses at San Diego green card interviews."
And some of the people who have been taken into custody are military spouses. NBC7 Shelby Bremer has their stories.
Families of people who have been arrested at their interviews and are now being held here at the Otay Mesa Detention Center have all told us they felt blindsided. But there are some who say it particularly stings after all they've given for this country. Samuel Chastain lost his wife to cancer in 2022. Months later, when he walked into a coffee shop in downtown San Diego, he just so happened to meet Channa Defon, who put his broken heart back together again.
It kind of felt like there wasn't a hole there no more. She just filled a spot, the void that was there.
His kids had to warm up to her, but 2 years later, they were married. Originally from Thailand, she overstayed her visa, but they've been trying to get her green card since the wedding. November 18th was her final interview. He says they were just about done when ICE agents came in, handcuffed her, and took her away.
I kind of feel betrayed, to be honest.
Betrayed?
This is a U.S. Marine Corps, by the way. His spouse was taken into custody, and this happened to multiple people. Multiple people. What about this one? Cruise turns traumatic for Phoenix couple after ICE agents mistake veteran's identity. I know I'm throwing a lot of separate stories at you all, and I'm not trying to overwhelm you, but this is happening all across the country to hardworking people, hardworking Americans, veterans, veterans, spouses, military spouses, people who want to make this country better and fight for this country. Check this one out.
It was the last day of a 9-day carnival cruise with friends and family.
Like, how many of these news reports can we have that just start off like, it was the last day of a wonderful vacation. They were on their wedding honeymoon, blah, blah, blah. And then ICE turns it traumatic. How many of these stories can we have?
It was the last day of a 9-day carnival cruise with friends and family.
We were both dead asleep.
When they say ICE agents stormed into their room.
Then we got this pounding of the door. Yeah, burst open. Three men came in with flashlights in their faces, yelling commands. Ordering me out of bed and put me against the wall and handcuffed me.
They had called a female agent because they realized I wasn't dressed. And so she came in the room and she saw me filming and she jumped on top of me to try and get my phone. And I pushed her off once and she jumped again and snatched it from my hand.
Martinez, who's a U.S. citizen and...
This is insane. They are taking away your own right to just film when you're being harassed by police officers. I mean, I have video after video, news report of this happening. Man being wrongfully detained by ICE. Man being arrested for hours by ICE and not going anywhere. We have a video here of protesters being arrested by ICE for like wearing... Sandra, it's all incredibly sickening, and we're going to continue to cover it on the Adam Mockler feed. If you appreciate these videos and you want to see more, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the feed below. We're an independent media company that is pushing for a better country, and we need your help with us. I love you all. We'll see you later, and peace out.